Now, if you're in the middle of eating, you might want to put your knife and fork down for a moment, because we're about to delve into the weird and wonderful world of parasites. From the head louse to the tapeworm, and from the fish tongue louse to the zombie ant fungus, parasites come in all shapes and sizes.
We'll be exploring the various ways that they can manipulate larger animals to make life easier for themselves, and how, in turn, we might be able to turn the tables and exploit parasites themselves to solve a range of medical problems. First, let's get a better picture of what life is actually like for parasites and the challenges that they have to overcome, with the help of Mark Viney, who's from Bristol University. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
Well, first of all, what actually is a parasite?
Well, in the broadest sense, a parasite is any organism that lives in or on another organism to make its living. So this would include things like viruses and bacteria. But when we typically talk about parasites, what we really mean are animals that live in or on other organisms to make a living. And these are things like protozoa, which are single-celled animals. And an example of that is the malaria parasite. But then multicellular animals also live in and on other animals and plants. And these are typically worms that will, for example, very commonly live in the guts of other animals or in other locations in their body. Some of them live on the surface of fish, for example, and on the gills of fish. But the other sort of parasites as well are ectoparasites, which are insects and other arthropods, things like lice, fleas and ticks.
How long have these sorts of organisms been around in terms of the evolution of life on Earth?
I think parasites have been around as long as there's been something to parasitize. And I think what you have to remember is that every organism is trying to make a living in quite a tough world. And what a host or a potential host species is a nice patch of juicy resource waiting to be exploited. And of course, parasites have evolved to exploit those resources, those hosts, every time they become present. And I guess the proof of that is that any animal or plant that you could care to look at in your garden or that you might see on the television on a David Attenborough programme is actually teeming with parasites. Every one of those animals will have worms in its guts, and it'll have protozoa in its blood, and it'll have ectoparasites on its skin. And that's the normal state of most animals. And that's because, well, that multitude of parasites is because it's a very ancient life history that has evolved to exploit this rare resource.
Quite a complicated life story too, though, isn't it? So how would something so complicated as the ability to penetrate another organism, stay there, outwit the immune system of that organism, and feed off that organism, how would that evolve in the first place and get started?
That's a very good question. That's a tricky area, I would say. What one imagines is that organisms were destined to become endoparasites, or parasites that are living inside other organisms, actually started off in their evolutionary history to becoming a parasite by living in ever closer association with another organism. So, for example, if you go and cut up a snail from the garden, you'll very often find some worms on living very closely and intimately on those snails, but they're probably not parasites. So one imagines that these animals, you know, potential parasites, became ever more intimately associated with organisms before then actually becoming dependent on those parasites. But you're absolutely right. Parasites have had to evolve a whole range of adaptations to live inside hosts and to cope with all the challenges that brings, which is feeding off the host, surviving the immune response that the host is directing towards those parasites. And I think the other thing that's interesting to think about with parasites is they're a patch of resource that parasites have evolved to exploit. But those patches of hosts are quite separated in the environment. So there's always a distance between two potential host species, or two host individuals, for example. And the challenge of moving between hosts is something that parasites have had to evolve quite a lot of adaptations to achieve. So, and that's the process of infection, in fact.
Is it fair to say then that if parasites have just evolved to exploit a resource, that parasites themselves can catch parasites? Are there parasites that prey on parasites? Do fleas have fleas?
Well, absolutely. We can talk about some of the microparasites, things like viruses, but any macroparasites, so worms or protozoa for that matter, will also have viruses themselves. They're just another resource to be exploited.
So quite literally, it carries on ad infinitum as the rhyme goes, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Mark Viney from Bristol University, thank you very much.